Veni Sancte Spiritus, 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 Veni Sancte Spiritus.
8th of November 2019. Only the Son makes you free. In the last reflection, we have dealt with the theme of human fear and pondered how this lack of freedom burdens us and weakens the testimony of a liberated life in Christ. But this human fear is not only a personal burden and restriction that indirectly affects other people, it can also lead to sin. Let us take the example that our Catholic faith is called to profess the truth of faith. However, if we are caught up in the fear of men, then there is a great danger that we will not make the good confession. This may mean denying the Lord if a testimony of us is requested. So we see that we should not simply let this kind of fear persist. This is especially true in these times when the anti-Christian forces are spreading more and more, have also entered the church, and are threatening the faithful. It is important that we perceive the fear of human beings. It may well be that it is a behavior that has already become a habit, and that one does not really notice the lack of personal freedom. So how do you overcome the fear of man and the associated entity? It is necessary to overcome self-centeredness, to look consistently at God, and always to ask God what is the right answer to the given situation. Looking too quickly what other people may think affects our freedom. First, we have to clarify objectively the situation, and then to see how we can deal with it in the right way. So first of all, we have to see things as far as possible objectively. What is the right thing before God? We can do this through prayer, especially through the invocation of the Holy Spirit. Here are especially two gifts of the Holy Spirit that we can ask for: the gift of advice and the gift of strength. The gift of advice wants to help us to find the right light for the situation, that is to say, to see it in the light of God. The gift of strength helps us to do what we understood in God and to overcome the barriers that prevent us from doing the right thing. It is also helpful to meditate the corresponding passages of the scriptures which apply to the respective situation. We should repeat these words of the scripture and allow them to penetrate deeper and deeper into us. They will give us strength from God to release us from the self-concentration and thus from human fear. In this way, we better understand the instructions of the Holy Spirit. Once we have learned to perceive the fear of man in us, then in concrete terms, as soon as this feeling arises, we can call upon the Holy Spirit in our heart, or enter into the prayer of the heart and pray consistently so that this feeling may be touched by the Spirit and be tamed in the Lord. If we have decided to fight against the lack of freedom existing in human fear, and to overcome it in Christ, we should have already asked the Lord before to strengthen us if we enter the foreseeable situations in which our fear of man manifests itself. It would be very helpful if we deal more intensively with this lack of freedom. It might be that we notice now stronger this fear. But this should not discourage us, but only more intensely challenge us to take all those steps to help at least reduce this lack of freedom. Only the Son sets you free, is what Jesus tells us. We should stick to this and focus consistently on the Lord in everything we do and say. As we unite more and more with the Lord day by day, we do not depend on the judgment of the supposed judgment of other people, but rather examine what is right before the Lord and can stand before Him. This leads us to the freedom that only the Son of God can give.
Today's communion verse says, "The Holy Spirit will teach you all that I have said to you."
Benedicite gentes Dominum Deum nostrum, et opaudite vocem laudisse Iuvium.